the history of the European Championship, brought to you by The Analyst, Part 4, The 2000s. With the turn of the millennium came the turning on of the gold taps, with each of the three tournaments in the 2000s ranking in the top four for goals per game. Not only did Euro 2000 see the highest goals per game of any in the modern era at 2.74, but both the semi-finals and final went to extra time. This level of late-round drama hasn't happened since in a Euro or World Cup tournament. And perhaps the referees were finding themselves swept up in the excitement too, as they dished out a record-high number of penalties and cards during the decade. Again though, the drama of Euro 2000 is unmatched. The tournament saw the most penalties, with 13 being awarded in a single tournament, as well as the highest number of red cards at 10, as governing bodies started to crack down on dangerous play and various forms of cheating. In fact, only Euro 96 saw more cards per game than the Euros in this decade. Often labelled as the most exciting Euros of all time, there's one team in particular to thank for the thrills and spills of Euro 2000, and that's Yugoslavia. Since the Euros began, three of the four highest scoring fixtures in the competition's history have involved Yugoslavia, with the 13 goals they conceded in 2000, the most by a team in a single edition of the tournament. And not content with entertaining the neutrals purely through goals, they also received three red cards, the most by any team in a single Euros. Their campaign was derailed in spectacular fashion in the quarterfinals, where they were beaten 6-1 by the Netherlands, in a game where the Dutch became the first and only side to score six goals in a European Championship match. Despite leading in all three of their group stage matches, England crashed out in the group stage in heartbreaking fashion. An 89th-minute penalty from Romania's Ionel Gania sending them home. That would make it 6 points England would drop from a winning position, the most by any side in a single edition of the Euros. Moving forward to the semi-finals now, where Italy pulled off one of the competition's greatest Houdini acts, beating the Netherlands on penalties after attempting just two shots on target in 120 minutes. Recording the lowest passing accuracy at 54% in any Euros game in history. It's remarkable that they were able to progress despite going down to 10 men in the 34th minute and conceding two penalties. The Dutch famously missed both of those opportunities, the only time a side has failed to convert two spot kicks in a single game in both Euro and World Cup history. A total of 31 shots saw the Dutch accumulate 3.1 expected goals. Only two sides have registered three or more XG in a European Championship game since 1980 without finding the back of the net. The Dutch in this game and Italy in 2012 against England. Francesco Toldo would prove the Dutch's nemesis that day, saving three penalties, one in normal time and two in the resulting shootout. His heroics would continue into the final against France, where, up until the last minute of the game, he had saved 27 of the previous 28 shots he had faced in the tournament. That run was broken when Sylvain Wiltord powered a shot underneath him to level the scores and send the game to extra time, where David Trezeguet completed the turnaround moments later with his famous golden goal strike. Until that moment, Italy had not trailed for a single minute during the tournament. France's victory saw them become only the second team to secure back-to-back Euro and World Cup triumphs after West Germany in the early 1970s. Now, whilst Euro 2000 went sort of as planned on the field, with the pre-tournament favourites scooping up the crown, 4 years later, the script was well and truly torn up. Heavyweight Spain, Germany, and Italy all crashed out in the group stages, whilst defending champions France were knocked out in the quarters. But the biggest shock of them all was Greece, who pulled off one of the biggest upsets in footballing history to lift the trophy. Having progressed through Group A alongside Portugal at the expense of Spain and Russia, they knocked out France in the last eight before beating the Czech Republic in the semi-finals. A rematch and victory over Portugal in the final capped a crazy tournament for the 150-1 outsiders. Portugal were the first hosts to reach a European Championship final since France in 1984, and until France in 2016, the only home nation ever to lose at that climactic stage. Greece did set a number of records on their way to lifting the trophy. They won Euro 2004 while scoring the fewest goals per game of any winner in the modern era at 1.17. They also won the tournament with an average possession figure of 40%. That's the lowest in history for a champion. All of Greece's wins in the knockout stage came in an identical manner. A 1-0 win, with the goal being a header off a cross from the right wing. In total, 43% of Greece's goals came via headers, the most of any European Championship winner. Greece also became the first and last team to progress in a tie decided by the silver goal method. Ah, the short-lived dream of the silver goal. In their semi-final against the Czech Republic, Trajanos Delas rose highest from a corner kick to score in the last 2 seconds of the first period of extra time, making it effectively a golden goal. As well as being the only silver goal ever seen in an international match, it was also the only goal Delas ever scored in his international career. The tournament also saw the arrival of two players who would go on to become global superstars. Cristiano Ronaldo made his tournament debut for Portugal as a 19-year-old, scoring as a second-half substitute against Greece in their opening game. Ronaldo has since become a mainstay of the national team. Since 2004, Portugal's captain has only missed two of their 40 games at major tournaments, which we consider to be World Cups and European Championships, and both times they were the third group stage games against Mexico at the 2006 World Cup and Switzerland at Euro 2008. When he appears for Portugal this summer, he will break the record for most appearances at major tournaments, as he currently finds himself tied with Bastian Schweinsteiger on 38. For England, Euro 2004 gave a young Wayne Rooney his first taste of international tournament action. Aged 18 years and 237 days, Rooney became the youngest goalscorer in Euro history when he struck against Switzerland, although he would only hold on to that record for just 4 days though, as Switzerland's own Johan von Lanfen supplanted him, being 96 days younger. And if that wasn't enough, this tournament also saw the fastest goal in Euro's history, with Dmitry Kirishenko's effort for already eliminated Russia after 65 seconds of their group stage game against Greece. The earliest goal to the latest now, as we swing forward to 2008, where Semih Şentürk's 122nd minute equaliser for Turkey against Croatia holds the honour. His last gasp goal was just one example of late drama in Turkey's campaign. In the group stages, they launched two comebacks to progress, overturning a 1-0 deficit against Switzerland to win 2-1, and then coming back from 2-0 down against the Czech Republic to win 3-2, scoring twice in the 87th and 89th minute. In the quarterfinals, Ivan Klasnic's 119th minute goal looked to have put Croatia's spot in the semi-finals. But deep into stoppage time at the end of extra time, that Şentürk goal sent the game to penalties, from which Turkey subsequently prevailed. Now, you might be wondering where on earth the golden goal was. Well, following the disappointing reception to the introduction of the silver goal, both were removed after the conclusion of the 2004 championship. Turkey made the most of it, and despite being eliminated by Germany, their semi-final finish marked their most successful campaign to date. While Euro 2004 saw the youngest goalscorer record to fall, 4 years later became the home to the oldest goalscorer in the competition's history, with Ivica Vastic netting for Austria against Poland at the age of 38 years and 257 days. This tournament also marked the beginning of Spain's four-year international dominance. La Roja remained the only team in history to win back-to-back European championships, with a World Cup triumph sandwiched in between. It really was a golden period for Spain's golden generation, as they became the first team since Germany in 1996 to win the tournament undefeated. They also produced the Golden Boot winner in David Villa, with his hat-trick against Russia in the group stage, making him the eighth and latest player to score a hat-trick in the European Championships. With 4 goals to his name in the tournament, 75% of his goals that won him the Golden Boot came in that opening group stage game. Sidelined in the final against Germany through injury, Villa gave way to Fernando Torres, and it was his 33rd minute goal that proved crucial on the night, latching onto a through ball from Xavi to dink over an onrushing Jens Lehmann. The pair share a special place in history. Torres is the only player to score in 2 different finals of the Euros, adding to this feat in 2012 against Italy, whilst his compatriot Xavi is the only player to have delivered assists in 2 Euros finals. Such was Spain's superiority over their opponents that day, they limited the Germans to just 0.21 expected goals in total, the lowest figure for a finalist since Opta started recording this data from 1980. Despite topping their group with 3 wins out of 3, the Netherlands' 2-0 win over Romania on June 17, 2008 remains their last victory in the tournament. They were knocked out by Russia in the quarterfinals here, before losing all 3 matches in 2012, and then failing to qualify in 2016. With the domination of Spain came the emergence of the true beautiful game, possession-based play becoming the name of the game, although this would have another effect on the competition. All that to come next time.